Honorable Stefan de Mistura, Under Secretary of State of the Italian Ministry for Foreign Affairs, Honorable Ministers, Heads of Delegation, Mr. Kanai Onwuasi, President of the International Fund for Agriculture Development, Ms. Setain Kausing, Executive Director of the World Food Programme, Mr. Emile Frisson, Director General of Biodiversity International, Mr. David Navarro, United Nations Secretary General, Special Representative, Ms. Luc Guyot, President of Independent of the Council, representatives of civil society and private sector, distinguished guests, ladies and gentlemen. I declare now open this 32nd World Food Day, which coincides with the 67th anniversary of the founding of FAO. First of all, let me say how pleased and honored I am this morning to acknowledge the presence of Ms. Elisabetta Tangana, FAO Special Ambassador for the International Year of Cooperatives. Her presence here today after a long trip from Cameroon is a vivid testimony of her commitment to the global effort to ensure universal food security. The theme of the World Food Day, Agriculture Cooperatives, Key to Feeding the World, highlights the role of cooperatives in improving food security and contributing to the eradication of hunger. By drawing world attention to this strategic issue, it is my hope that this year's of World Food Day will be an important milestone on the road to achieving the sustainable policy and program efforts need to feed the present and future generation. World Food Day gives us an opportunity to take stock of the progress we have made in our efforts to guarantee the right to food to all. Last week, FAO, IFAD, and WFP presented the 2012 edition of the State of Food Insecurity in the World. The report shows that we have made some progress towards achieving the first Millennium Development Goal to halve the proportion of unnourished people by the year 2015. But it also shows that that progress has slowed since 2007. Nearly 870 million men, women, and children still go hungry every day. And in Africa and the Near East, the number of unnourished people is still growing. We cannot allow that. In a world of plenty, we already produce enough food for every human being. At the Rio Plus 20 Conference on Sustainable Development, UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon launched the Zero Hunger Challenge, bringing together hunger and stunting eradication, 100% increase in small farmers' productivity, 100% sustainable food production, and zero food waste and loss. I truly believe that this is possible to reach if we work together, focus our attention, and coordinate our efforts. Farmers are an important part of this effort. Small-scale farmers are the main providers of food in many countries around the world, but they are also among the world's poorest people. Cooperatives can help smallholder farmers to overcome these constraints. As the theme of the year's World Food Day proclaims, they are key to feeding the world. This year, FAO opened a liaison office space for farmers and cooperatives here in our headquarters. and we are working to raise awareness of the important role of agriculture cooperatives play to build the joint programs with them. We do this with the collaboration of IFAD and World Food Program, and in coordination with the Interagency Committee for the Promotion and Advancement of Cooperatives. We work also with other partners, such as the International Labour Organization, the UN's Department of Economic and Social Affairs, the International Cooperative Alliance, and the World Farmers Organization, private sector, and NGOs all around the world. Cooperatives hold a key to feeding the world, but so do governments, civil society, and private sector. To achieve food security for all, we need to work all together. It's not enough to reduce hunger. Let's all set bold goals. With hunger, the only accepted number is zero. In my country, there is a song that says, "A dream that we dream alone is only a dream. But a dream that we dream together becomes real."